The Night Before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas at the coin brokerage house. Not a commentator was writing, nor clicking a mouse. The stocks that they held had all gone to bear. Hopes of high metal prices just weren't there. The banksters were nestled in bed with their miners, with bribery to silence their CEO whiners. Modern mining techniques yield silver successes. So what if that made copper zinc excesses? Crush the price down to make it go splatter. It's not just supply, but demand now that matters. The Crimex boys will force a price crash. Silver and gold are the coins they must smash. Synthetic supply of 300 to 1 give a luster of gold, but the vault there has none. The long contracts for silver delivery should appear, but this market is miniature, I must tell you, my dear. Who is this debt slave driver who treats me like a buffoon? I knew it was the creature from Jekyll Island Lagoon. More rapid than eagles, her manipulations they came, and the reasons that she gave grew increasingly lame. Now say it's a paperweight or a rock for your floor, your barbaric gold relic from an antique store. Drive the price up to call out the herd. Now crash away, make the price more absurd. As the silver price falls to the ground from the sky, 5-20% dumps put fear in each guy. Could that last bankster crime be the final price drop? How can we ever get this creature to stop? And then, in a twinkling, physical demand hit the roof. Surely we will now see a shortage, but where is the proof? But the demand is so high, how can buyers be content? By increasing the supply side by 50%. The stackers had bought all the way to the top, but many were sickened and wanted to stop. So they puked up their boxes of silver and gold. None of them new, all of them old. The lies of the blow-dries of CNBC were so toxic and vile, you get what you see. But that hair, oh so gorgeous and so beautifully blown, made me so jealous with my waxed polished dome. Should I place my currency in stocks with no PE? Can I trust them for guidance and not vivisect me? I conclude I cannot and run for the door. I don't like what I see. I can't take any more. Some take the blue pill and stay in the matrix. That's one possible thought of what you could do next. Others go red and get out of their beds. That everything matters what is done and is said. Can one encourage with a word or produce a good work? Can your family's stockings be filled without arguing like a jerk? With negative price action, can you just hold your nose? I know that it's tough now. I know that it blows. The time of trials for our real money gang is nearing an end. That's an end with a bang. Vindication is nigh and joy and delight. Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.